anything specific you want?
No, just...
Okay, well, I'm originally from Baltimore, so being a London resident now, it feels really weird for me to not be back home while my city's going through all this. All my friends back home are like super involved in what's going on. I've got friends protesting, I've got friends covering it, I've got friends going out and donating food. Like, they're cleaning up, they're doing everything. Like, it's very, like, tight community, people that really care about each other. And I think that's something a lot of people who aren't from Baltimore don't really understand. So it's really hard for me to be here. So I saw that they're doing this here over at the embassy. And obviously I wanted to come, even if it was just going to be a small gathering of people, because there's nothing I can really do for my city right now.
So can I ask you, what really actually gone so bad now over there? What really happened and gone so bad? Is it the thing, it's been happening years and years, all this
years and years.
Anger and all this?
Yes.
Yeah?
It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of police brutality in general, and that's a long-standing thing. Between the years 2011 and 2014, over 100 people won cases against the Baltimore City Police Department for violating their civil rights and committing acts of police brutality. And those are just the ones that are won. Plenty of cases don't ever get that far. People won't press charges specifically because, you know, it's dangerous to do that with police in America, especially in places where it's so corrupt, like Baltimore City. I have friends who have been arrested and robbed by cops in Baltimore. Like, you fear the cops more than you fear the gang members, almost.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what the gang members are after. You know why they commit crime. They commit crime because there aren't any jobs. They commit crime because, like, you can go and work in this shop and make next to nothing and have to spend your life on food stamps, or you can be a drug dealer and you can have nice things. So obviously they're gonna pick to be in the gang. They're gonna pick to sell drugs and things like that. Why wouldn't they?
Okay, one.
With cops, it's like, you don't know whether they're gonna leave you be, or you don't know whether they're gonna harass you. You don't know whether they'll be aggressive.
Okay, one last thing I want to ask. What you think about the riot happening over there now?
Well, I have mixed feelings about it. I think that riots can often spark change because obviously it shows how angry the people are. I really don't like the fact that locals and local businesses are getting hurt, but when it comes to like corporations and things like that, I really don't care. Obviously they've got good insurance, they can fix it. The people are angry and they're angry for a reason. The media wasn't even paying attention to the fact that this was going on until people started smashing things. So I guess that's the best way for them to get it out there.
Okay, thank you very much.